Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who gathers us in the wilderness to redeem us, anoint us, and make us new. Amen.
In these 40 days, let us be honest, confess our sin, and receive God's promise of mercy. God at the margins, we have wandered far from your home.
Again and again, we lose our way. We turn inward, afraid of the world around us. We forget that you have saved your people before and promised to do so again. Do not remember the deeds of our past, but turn our faces towards the future, where your forgiveness is sure, your welcome is clear, and your love overflows. Amen. Like a hen who gathers her chicks, God embraces you in tender care. Like manna in the desert, God feeds you with surprising mercy. Like a loving parent, God runs to meet you again this day, forgiving your sins for the sake of Christ, leading you from death into life. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you promise everlasting life to the world. Gather all people into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share with your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The reading is from Genesis chapter 15. A reading from Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Against me to devour my flesh. They, my foes and my enemies, will stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fail. rise up against me, my trust will not be shaken. One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek God in the temple. In the day of trouble, God will give me shelter. Hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary and raise me high up on a rock. Even now my head is lifted above my enemies who surround me. Therefore I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. In the day of trouble, trouble, trouble. In the day of trouble, God will give me shelter. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in. Teach me your on a level path because of my oppressors. Subject me not to the will of my foes, for they rise up against me, false witnesses breathing violence. This I believe, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord and be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord. In the day of trouble,
the second reading is from Philippians chapter 3, a reading from Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. And it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now at that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So me not being the farmer's kid needed to see what this is all about. Well, that's easy enough. Oh, Jesus is complaining about that. Looked pretty easy. Pretty easy. Anybody seen that before? You know, quite a few of you. Some of you, half of you have seen, you know, chickens and a hen gathering them under. I picked that one because they weren't moving. There are some videos that are a lot longer. Believe me, I spent a little bit of time trying to understand this. And what do you mean it's difficult? And if there was a children's sermon, we were going to show how difficult it was, because, I don't know, have you ever tried to chase a chicken before? Anybody? Yeah, that chicken's pretty fast. Chicken usually zigs and zags and goes every which direction you chase it. Sounds like that might be the way Jesus is going. When you think about it, a mother trying to gather, the hen trying to gather all those chicks together. Some of those videos, the chicks are going this way, and that way, and that way, and that way, and it looks more like the hen just chases the chicks. They don't go under that safety. And it's pretty safe from the looks of it, looking once that chicken, that hen settles down right on top of those baby chicks. You don't see them, they're warm, they don't blow away, and they're safe. And not only that, there are some videos that'll show you that a hen will defend those chicks all the way to death. It'll chase away the predators, it'll try to scare them away, sometimes to the point of giving up her own life. And that's where we come in today. We have a God who gathers us in. We're gathered here today. We're gathered in today in this building, but it goes beyond that. We have a God that's determined to gather us all in, no matter what. And there's been some struggles where we have been those chicks that are running every which direction and just won't come to the safety of the hen. God makes many promises, and God keeps these promises. It's kind of God's thing to keep promises. And God is promising to bring us all together. The promise of Abraham, if we look back to the Genesis story, the promise of, "Do not be afraid, because I'm your shield. And look towards that heaven. Count the stars if you can. So shall your descendants be." If you've ever looked at the stars, that's a lot of descendants. That's a big promise. A huge promise. But God wants to bring them all together. He wants to bring others together too, not just the people of Israel, but all people. The intent in sending Christ into our world is to bring us all closer to God, to chase all those different chicks running around, to bring them together under the safety of the hen. All people. You don't have to look very far throughout the Gospel of Luke to see some of these instances of Christ talking about bringing all the people together, and not just the ones God had chosen before. The prodigal son. The one that would most likely not be welcomed home, taking all his money, blowing his money, ending up working in a pig pen.
and yet comes back, and the Father, with wide open arms, brings him in. The one that was lost brings him back in. The one that stepped away from God and brings him back in. The shepherds at the very beginning of the story, a profession that nobody probably would want. You're dirty, stinky, maybe a little ornery trying to gather sheep. It's pretty difficult. And yet the first ones to run to the manger and be told of this amazing promise of Christ being in the world are these shepherds. Not some Pharisee or church leader, not some pastor, but somebody out on the margins is told, and they run. The Good Samaritan. We heard this not too long ago, I believe, on a Wednesday night, about how there are people that just pass by this person in need. And yet a Samaritan, somebody that's not talked of very kindly, brings and takes care of this person, somebody on the margins. Even on the cross as Jesus is dying, it's not the ones that are perfect or think they're perfect, the church leaders that are told in that moment that you'll be with them in paradise, but it's the one on the cross, the thief, the robber, that confesses that he is Lord. He says, today you will be with me in paradise. Brings us all under those wings. That is the intent of today's gospel too, is to bring all together under the wings. How much he's wished for that to happen, but it has yet to happen, but it will. And he's been tried to be stopped before by many different things. There's been different foxes to try and stop him, to hop into that hen house and prevent it. At his birth, King Herod goes and tries to kill him. It doesn't work. He's even thrown out, as we heard a couple weeks ago, from his own hometown by those that were listening to him, threatening to stone him and kill him, yet he walks right down the middle. And even last week in the temptation story, we hear the temptations for Jesus, the temptations of, if you do this, I'll give you everything. But do not put God to the test. People have tried to stop him before, tried to stop this hen. And this week, there's somebody else trying to perhaps save him and stop him. He's warned again this way to stay away by some unlikely people, the Pharisees. He's told to stay far away from Herod because if he goes to Jerusalem, he's going to die. But we know, yeah, he is. Eventually he is. And Christ knows this too, that eventually he's going to have to go into Jerusalem to be able to open those arms into a place where they only kill prophets, he says. And that's appropriate because they're going to kill him too. They're going to throw him onto the cross and kill him in Jerusalem. And that'll be it. And yet even among these warnings, Jesus continues to minister. He says he's going to minister today, tomorrow, and on the third day he'll finish his work. He's working all the way up to Easter, working through Lent as we follow this amazing love story all the way from its beginning to the cross, to those outstretched arms. Because I don't know if you notice, when you give a hug, if you give a hug this small, it seems to be for a small person or a small group of people. It'd be easy to do that. It'd be easy just to say, you guys are saved, but what about you? But Christ goes all the way to the cross, opens his wings fully, and look, it's unending. You can't see the end. You might see the end of the hand, but it goes on and on and on. Those outstretched arms, and they pull in and gather us all in into the safety of Christ. Covers us with those outstretched arms, gathers us in like a hen gathering the chicks. Eventually, those chicks always end up under the wings of the mother. And that's a journey, the journey to gather us all in, the journey of Lent to the cross. And like a hen in your own life, we're like those chicks, running around in so many different ways. And yet the hen still gathers us in, protecting us, pulling us in, fighting for us, yelling, giving herself up for us, as Christ gave himself up for us on the cross, even though we don't deserve it. We're gathered into this promise, the shield that is talked about in Abraham, the promise of shelter, being a stronghold, as we sang about over and over again in the psalm today, being that stronghold, that safe place, that promise to cling onto Christ and the cross and that mother hen. We know where Christ is going to go in this Lenten journey. We know what's coming in Jerusalem. And it's a love that changes everything on this Lenten journey. So think about for a brief moment, how could you share that love? That love of being encased under that hen at one point in life. Maybe you can share a story about that with somebody at coffee or later this week, about how you know you're inside the body of Christ and underneath the safety of the hen, gathered up. Maybe there's been times in your life when you've been running around like a baby chick and not knowing where to go. What's it been like maybe for Christ to pull you back in, to find the safety of Christ? For someday, even if we are all running around, because of Christ's death and resurrection, we will be in the safety of those loving arms. So think about those moments. Share some of those moments this week. Share that love of Christ, the love of a mother hen. Because God is determined to gather us in. So determined that he goes as far as giving himself up. At a time when there's call for blood, God gives his own blood, Jesus Christ, to save us all. And in the resurrection, he brings us all into those ever-loving wings. No matter how much we run around, sometimes like a chicken with their own heads cut off, would be the analogy. Just running like crazy. God brings us in like a loving hen. So when Christ says in today's gospel, I have desired to gather you, your children together as a hen, gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. That's true. We were not willing. Sometimes we're still not willing. But Christ gave himself up so that no matter, it's no longer a choice, but we are called by name, each and every one of us, into those loving arms, sometimes dragged under, even if that hen chases us and sits right down on top of us to make sure we're there. So we can someday yell, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, as we do every Sunday. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and love of Almighty God, we offer our prayers for the church, for people in need, and for all creation. At the end of each petition, I will say, hear us, O God, and your response is, your mercy is great. Please join me in prayer. You display your faithfulness to creation in the changing of the seasons. As we look forward to the coming of spring, melting snow, cleansing rains, and rising rivers, busted water mains can lead to difficult situations for those around us. Thank you for people in our communities who help keep us safe. Thank you for the volunteers who have helped bring water to those in need. Keep us mindful of the things that we take for granted, such as drinkable water. Bless those who face the need for clean water as a constant challenge. Continue to be the wellspring of our lives and the one who nourishes our soul. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. We pray for those who are killed in their places of worship in New Zealand this week. As we worship here today at Emmanuel, remind us of our interconnectedness with people around the world. Restore relationships through acts of loving kindness and generosity. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. We pray for those in need of your healing, for those who mourn those who suffer from chronic conditions, pain, and illness. Please join me in praying for those listed in your bulletin. June, Ralph, baby Jaylee, baby Nora, Heather, family of Mark, Melissa, Dwayne, Ione, Catherine, Tim, Laura, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amos, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mind. God, you meet us where we are at, and you know our every need. Receive our petitions as we lift them silently to you. Hear our prayer as we continue this Lenten journey with you. Let us be honest with ourselves as we look into our hearts and souls, noticing the times that we turn away from you. Guide us as we humbly seek to repent and return to your love. May humility guide our efforts to be reconciled with you and live forever in your abundant grace. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share the peace with others.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive this blessing. God, who fills the creation with abundance, Christ, who spreads his arms with forgiveness, the Holy Spirit, who draws ever near to us, bless you and bring you to eternal life. Amen.
Go in peace. Share the love of Christ.
Thanks be to God.